This is Dave Bender reporting from Jerusalem. Amid Passover holiday celebrations and festive Seder meals marking the exodus of the children of Israel from Egypt, Israel is today deeply riven over another impending exodus, that of some 8,500 Israeli residents of the southern Gaza Strip, who, after 30 years and with families, baggage, and even graves, are slated, so far at least, to be pulled back into Israel proper over the summer in the government's deeply disputed disengagement plan. The Israeli army plans to collect weaponry once issued to the settlers, reportedly in an effort to head off feared violence toward security forces. I spoke with New York-born Anita Tucker, a farmer and veteran resident of the Netzer Hazani community, part of the area to be given the Palestinians, what she thought of the idea.
Not any of the residents of Gush Katif would ever think of shooting anyone. I mean, that's ridiculous. Everyone here are soldiers in the army. All our husbands and many of the women have served in the army and continue serving in reserve duty. And all our children are soldiers, most of them in very elite units, and many of them officers. So the whole concept is absolutely pure psychological warfare.
Meanwhile, at the Western Wall Plaza in Jerusalem's Old City, the annual Passover collective priestly blessing, Birkat HaKohanim, of thousands of Jewish worshippers assembled on the plaza's chilly morning, begins. Jews who trace their lineage back to Moses and his brother Aaron, who led the children of Israel out of slavery and into the Promised Land, stand garbed in ghostly white prayer shawls, with heads bowed and hands outspread soon after sunrise, and recite the ancient cadences. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause His countenance to shine upon you and bless you. May the Lord turn His face to you and bless you with peace. Many Israelis from across the political and religious spectrum, fearing civil war perhaps no less than Palestinian attacks into Israel after the pullout, are deeply hoping that those words won't have been chanted in vain. This is Dave Bender in Jerusalem.